from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, January 13th. Coming up, 76 counties in Illinois have abandoned mines. We'll learn about an influx of federal money that will try to mitigate and redevelop these sites. That's coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois' record-breaking COVID-19 surge is showing no signs of easing. The state's public health director, Dr. Ngozi Ezike, says hospitalizations are showing no signs of dropping, and that makes it impossible to say Illinois has reached its peak of the Omicron-fueled surge.
I will be the first to announce it when we can say that pretty confidently, crossing my fingers and toes, but I just don't want to get ahead of ourselves.
Overall, more than 7,200 patients are hospitalized statewide with COVID. That far exceeds the previous record of COVID hospitalizations of about 6,100. Ezike says among those hospitalized, less than 0.1% are vaccinated and boosted, and that shows the vaccines are doing their job. The University of Illinois is expecting another surge of COVID-19 cases as students return to Champaign-Urbana. Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes has more.
COVID cases have spiked at the beginning of every semester so far at the University of Illinois. The next few weeks promise another spike, particularly as the Omicron variant spreads across the country. Rebecca Smith is an epidemiology professor at the university. She says the goal now is to prevent those who have caught COVID from spreading the virus further.
We really encourage people to be very cautious over the next few weeks, avoid those large in-person gatherings, wear those high-quality masks, and as soon as you get back to town, come in and get tested just to check yourself before you start circulating with your friends.
The university requires students to test negative for COVID before they can return to class and requires that everyone get a booster shot when eligible. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
Public health officials reported nearly 800 new COVID-19 cases yesterday in Champaign County. The number of active cases rose back above 7,000 after a slight drop on Tuesday. Two more Champaign County residents have died of COVID-19, both women in their 80s. The countywide death toll is up to 238. Carle Hospital in Urbana, which serves several counties, reports 162 people hospitalized with COVID-19, a new pandemic high. 22 of those patients are in the ICU. Find the latest information on where to get COVID testing and vaccinations in Champaign, Macon, and Vermilion counties at illinoisnewsroom.org. Police in Urbana say two teenagers are under arrest in the killing of a rideshare driver. Officers found the victim lying in the street in the area of Vine and Berkwood around 6:30 last night. They say he had been shot in the back. The man was taken to the hospital where he died. His identity has not been released, but police believe the victim drove for a rideshare company and he was shot during an attempted robbery. Police arrested a 16-year-old and 17-year-old in Champaign in connection with the case. Both are being held in the Champaign County Juvenile Detention Center. Still to come, we'll learn more about abandoned mines across Illinois, plus how federal money could help mitigate and redevelop these sites. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Sir Kenneth Branagh stars as a soul-searching Swedish police inspector in Wallander. It's a show about the heavy burden of investigating dark crimes. Kurt Wallander is a man who is at odds with his family, friends, and fellow police, but he seems in his element when he's tracking murderers and psychopaths across seaside towns and the stark farm country of southern Sweden. Watch all four seasons of this series and other critically acclaimed mysteries exclusively with WILL Passport. Find out how at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Abandoned mines are scattered across 76 of Illinois' 102 counties, including Vermilion, Douglas, and Edgar. Sites mined prior to 1977 weren't bound by most of the regulations shuttering mining operations face today. That means older mines often left environmental contamination and other hazards in their wake. As Tim Shelley learns in an interview with Prairie Rivers Network's Amanda Pankaw, the Illinois Abandoned Mine Reclamation Program is getting a shot in the arm from the federal infrastructure bill.
The Illinois Department of Natural Resources does maintain a Illinois coal mine map online that anybody can get on. It's an interactive GIS map that's accessible to the public where you can get on. And many of the sites, there's additional information listed showing the amount of money that's going to be needed to clean up that site. Many of these sites are privately owned. We also know that there are a lot of abandoned mine sites out there that aren't identified yet, that aren't in this state and national register. And so that's something as we reconsider funding for the program moving forward into the future, we need to be making sure that inventory also gets up to date. And educating the public, which is a big part of what I want to do at Prairie Rivers Network, is ensuring that community members, community leaders are aware that these sites are all across the state and that many of them are uninventoried and many of them are causing environmental problems.
I think when coal is sold, there's a fee that's collected that's supposed to go towards rehabilitating these abandoned mine sites. And it's my understanding that fee collection had expired in September, but now it's been renewed again. Can you explain a little more about the status of that?
Yeah. So when Congress passed SMCRA, the law in 1977, they established the Abandoned Mine Lands Program, which is funded by a fee on every ton of coal mine. So it's called the AML Trust Fund. And that fee was collected on mined coal up until September of 2021, when the collection of that fee expired. So that's something we had, Prairie Rivers Network had been advocating for the last few years, was the reauthorization of the collection of that fee. So that got rolled into the bipartisan infrastructure package that passed this fall. So the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act will reauthorize the fee to fund that program moving forward. And then the other big news is that infrastructure bill also authorizes an additional $11.3 billion into the state and AML programs over the next 15 years to give that program a boost. Illinois is really set to benefit greatly from that one-time boost. So Illinois is expected to see $1.3 billion over the next 15 years just from that single investment, in addition to the money we'll receive from the trust fund.
What kind of things might this money be used for? What impacts might we actually see on some of these abandoned mine sites?
Priority sites are typically the ones that are an imminent harm to public safety or environmental safety. So like a mine shaft that somebody could fall down, a high wall that is steep. Those types of things are going to be prioritized. And that's really what the agency has focused on in the, 50-plus year history of the program. So this money will, will continue to do those priority one sites. There's also priority two and three sites. So with the influx of money, we'll hopefully see more of those sites start to be addressed.
So I know we have a couple parks even around here in Peoria that have, former coal mining sites that have been converted into parkland, trails or something of that nature. Is that ultimately one of the things we can do to repurpose this land once we rehabilitate it? What can we do with this old abandoned mine land?
Yeah, that's a great question, and a question that I love to answer, because part of this is not just about cleaning up the environmental impact of these sites. It's about giving communities land back that they can use for economic development. So, there are wineries located on abandoned mine lands, the Sparta Shooting Complex. There are community soccer fields. Plenty of state parks. So these properties can be a future source of investment, economic opportunity for communities. I think of communities in Macoupin County where there's a lot of farmland, and farmland's expensive. So we can reclaim abandoned mine lands and have maybe a cheaper property for opportunities, and where we're not taking farmland out of production. So that's, really exciting part of this to me is reclaiming those sites, giving the community the land back for future development. Who knows what it could be?
That's Amanda Pankaw with Prairie Rivers Network talking with Tim Shelley about abandoned mine land reclamation. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says mostly cloudy skies today with a chance of flurries and a high of 40 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Dave McKinney, Emily Hayes, Reginald Hardwick, and Tim Shelley. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.